My husband loves to watch Cole the Corn Star on YouTube, but it's not what you think. Cole is a young farmer who explains his weekly, sometimes daily issues on the farm and all the equipment and barns he has on his 1,700 acres of farmland in Iowa. He talks about the 20 minutes he tackles each day to take care of those ankle biter tasks that just don't get done. But if you take those same 20 minutes each day, you will soon check off those honey-do list items quickly. So, what can you do in those 20 minutes? That's what I want to share with you in this week's episode. Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So, take a listen. Hello and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and I want to talk to you about a 20-minute challenge. Like I mentioned, my husband loves to watch Cole the Corn Star, and I'll put the link if you haven't seen him on YouTube. It's quite funny. And there's lots that can go wrong on a farm. And we follow him each week, but it's not because we have a farm. Let me get that straight. We don't have a farm. We have 10 acres, but 9 of those acres are wooded, like pine tree woods, not wheat. We're not growing anything. We don't have any animals, no pets, no nothing like that. It's just wooded. And we do have a tractor that my husband loves to use, and he's actually very good at using it around the house for things like when the trees fall down. He uses the tractor to, you know, knock down a tree if he needs to, or pull it down all the way, or use it to haul rock whenever we need, you know, irrigation someplace around the house or whatever. It's amazing all the things you can do to make things easier on our plot of 10 acres. Now, some of you obviously don't have that much. I'm not talking about farming here for you guys, okay? But the gist of the episode is the 20 minutes. Now, I know we all work all day at our job, then we come home, make dinner, and then all we want to do, personally, what we want to do is just sit and veg in front of the TV and watch Cole the Corn Star. But time can be better spent doing something more active, productive. And don't we all need to be a little more active, especially in the winter when it gets dark at like 4 or 5 p.m. and very cold because it's January, right? No one wants to go outside for anything. But in these past few days here in North Carolina, it's been in the 60s. And one day it reached 71 degrees in January, people. Come on. Of course, I've been taking advantage of that warmer weather, you know, actually spending more time outside and going for walks. That warmer weather does put me in a better mood. And it gets me thinking of what I can do for just 20 minutes, just like Cole. So my husband started his 20-minute challenge with Cole and would start to get some little projects done around the house. Like we have this tall patio heater that's like one of those gas propane tank ones that we haven't used. And he's like, well, we should probably just sell it. Let me just test it and make sure that it works. Come to find out that it doesn't work anymore. He lights it, but it doesn't want to stay lit. Okay, fine. So he's going to haul it off to the dump. So that took him 20 minutes just to go test that one night, right? Now he's got to haul it off to the dump. That's another day, you know, another day to do that. Another thing he can do is maybe change the oil in a car or change the oil filter or organize something in the garage, right? That's my husband's thing, right? For 20 minutes, that's all. It doesn't have to be a lot, right? My list of things, I've had this list for a while and I haven't done it, but I really need to get at it. List includes, we have a piano keyboard that we haven't used in years, but it takes up space. Now, it's not like a big, huge piano, not an upright. It's just the keyboard with a stand, right? And we haven't used it. So what I need to do is take some pictures, you know, take a little video of it working, post it on Facebook Marketplace, and just get it sold. Yeah, that'll take me 20 minutes. And so I'm working on that. That's my thing for this week that I really need to get done, right? I have something else I need to also try and sell as well. I also have to transplant some green onions that I grew and put them in a pot. So some planting things that I can do. I bought a fresh basil plant I got from the store, and I already separated that into two separate pots. So I already did that. That's my 20 minutes of gardening indoors, right? It's January. I get it. It's not going outdoors. This is staying indoors and sitting in a sunny spot, right? So let's think about what you can do in 20 minutes. Right? Maybe you can go through your closet and find those clothes that don't fit. Start a donation pile. I have donation piles like almost every week, it seems like. My kids will go through their closet randomly and go, oh, I don't need this anymore. I can't wear this or what I outgrew this or I don't want to play with this anymore. Whatever it is. Maybe you need to go through your kids' toys and decide what needs to be donated or thrown out because it's broken, right? Maybe you need to change a light bulb, that one in the bathroom of the six that are in there going, ugh, really, that'll take you, you know, a couple minutes to go find a light bulb. Maybe you have to go to the store and go get that light bulb, right? Because if you don't have any spare ones, that's a 20-minute thing, right? Then the next day, then you go replace it, right? So it can be bite-sized things. It doesn't have to be all done in one day. Like if you have a project, like my husband changed out the lights in the dining room light fixture so that they're dimmable. So he had to put a dimmable switch in. Well, when he put the dimmable switch in, we found out behind it, when he took off the cover, the mudding that was used for the drywall was basically, when he took it off to switch it out, it cracked, and then it cracked the drywall, and now you can see the crack in the wall. And I'm like, ugh. So now there's extra work. So yeah, he got the dimmer thing done, but then created another project. So we have to go find the spackle, and then the paint. I'm like, okay, if it's a short wall, just paint the whole wall. Yeah, you know how this list grows, right? So even if it's just collecting all the things that you need for your project, that's 20 minutes. That way, the next 20 minutes that you have time to do whatever it is you need to do, you have everything ready to go. It's right there. And it reminds you, it's a visual reminder to go, oh yeah, I need to work on that, right? So like I said, maybe changing a light bulb, maybe it's cleaning up your flower bed in the front or planning your spring garden, right? Maybe you've already planted those bulbs, right? Depending on where you live, you probably did them in the fall, maybe winter time frame, or you're planning on doing some seed gardening or something like that. I know my daughter's already talked about what are we going to grow, you know, for outside in the pots, because we tried last year, we had potatoes, we had some cucumbers, tomatoes, basil, what else did we do? Strawberries, that doesn't grow very well. But yeah, it worked out really well. So now she's like, okay, can we double the amount that we had? Yep, sure. So we're planning that. That's a 20-minute thing, right? Maybe it's decluttering your dining room. Ooh, yeah, there's probably that room, right? I know what you're thinking, going, oh yeah, maybe you turn it into an office and there's lots of stuff on that desk, right? Or the table. I'm looking at my desk and my husband said, yeah, your desk is pretty messy. I'm like, yeah, I need to fix that. That's a 20-minute thing right there, right? Maybe it's fixing your recipe book and start meal planning. I have a weekly meal planner that I have in my Etsy shop that I created based on separating it out by different sections where I have chicken meals and ground turkey or beef meals or sausage meals, and I have it by category, and I have this binder that is actually getting falling apart, like literally after 20 years, I had to replace the binder. So my 20 minutes this weekend was to go get a binder and go get inserts. So I got the binder, put everything in there, I put the inserts in. Yeah, wrong size inserts. They're not wide enough. They need to be wider because my recipes are in a sheet protector. Yeah, so now I need to go find different inserts. Gosh darn it, I'm so close to getting that one done. But my weekly meal planner helps me stay organized, and I just used it on Sunday to help plan my weekly meal. So when I go food shopping on Sunday, that's where I have everything that I know. I can look in the pantry. Yep, okay, I have everything I need for cowboy stew that we're making this week because it's supposed to be a cold day later this week. So that'll be a nice warm kind of meal to have, right? Maybe you're going on a trip for spring break and you're trying to figure out, well, where do I go? You know, look for places for the trip. That could be a 20-minute thing. It doesn't have to be a house thing. It could be a fun thing, right? Maybe you're moving and you need to look for a house in your new city. Yeah, I know. You're probably, oh gosh, yeah. 20 minutes right there just to get a lay of the land. See where everything is, right? Maybe you're starting to get your house ready to sell, right? Maybe you need to help look at what you need to do. I have moving checklists in my Etsy shop as well that we've used just moving around the U.S., moving internationally. I've had people, you know, purchase those as well because I'm like, there's the people that move, especially the military. If you guys are in the military, it's about time that orders are dropping soon and you'll be going out in the spring and summer, right? So if you need a moving checklist, check out my Etsy shop. I have that as well. That'll help you get started on what records you need to get. Hey, you need to pack up this. Hey, don't forget about that. You know, all those checklists are in there to help you stay organized and not forget a thing. Maybe in the 20 minutes, maybe you need to hang up that wall decor in the bedroom. Maybe it's your bedroom. Maybe it's the kids' bedroom. Maybe you're having a baby and you need, 20 minutes to work on the nursery. Maybe you need to pick a wall color. 20 minutes right there. I'm not saying paint it. No. Pick a wall color. That could take 20 minutes, right? So much can be done in 20 minutes that I want to challenge you to try and do every single day. Yes, I know you're tired after a long day of work. You just, had dinner with the kids or just dinner with the spouse. And now you're just like, I just want to sit and veg. But you know what? If you do just those 20 minutes, just to do something that's been nagging at you for a while, you're like, okay. It's 20 minutes. You can find those 20 minutes to get those things done, and you'll feel so much more accomplished and ready to tackle the next thing and go, okay, what can I do next? Because that's what my husband got into. He's like, oh, well, I got this done and I got this done. I'm like, wow, you got a lot done this week. Holy cow. So I'm very proud of him for, just going through and doing all those things that he's like, I could be doing this, or I could just be sitting in front of the TV. I'm like, yeah, no. Or maybe it's going for a walk. Whatever it is, okay? So I hope this challenges you to try something for the 20 minutes. Even go check out, I'm not a sponsor for Cole the Corn Star, but it's just funny just to kind of see all the issues that he has to go with. And it's like, yeah, for 20 minutes, because he's tired on the farm. If he can do it after working so many hours on the farm and all that farm equipment he has to go through and planning out all the land of seed and crop, and oh my God, that man is busy. If he can do 20 minutes after working on a farm, I know you guys can too. Okay? So I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I will talk to you later.